Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 840 on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Coming up Saturday at the Fort Gratiot Light Station, it's Sturgeon Fest put on by the Friends at the St. Clair River. Joining us right now, Sherry Faust from the Friends. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You just blew my mind a minute ago when you said this is your 15th Sturgeon Fest?
15th Sturgeon Fest, yeah. Who would have ever guessed when we started this in 2012 that we'd still be here today showcasing Lake Sturgeon? They really are the underwater celebrity of Port Huron. So yeah. You can't have a sturgeon festival without a sturgeon. So yeah, 15 years later, and we're still telling the really fascinating story of the Great Lakes' largest fish. Well, that's what it's all about.
And tell us a little bit more about the sturgeon, why it's so important.
They are a threatened species in Michigan. They're rare to see in the wild, and so we bring that opportunity to people to see this living dinosaur that's been around for 136 million years, but humans almost brought them to the brink of extinction. And with sturgeon numbers on the rise, we also know that that's significant to the St. Clair River also healing. So the St. Clair River is doing better, is more healthy than it was years ago. And so sturgeon are thriving. But Port Huron has the largest population of lake sturgeon anywhere else in the Great Lakes. We're kind of ground zero, actually, for all lake sturgeon research across the Great Lakes. So biologists come here every year at this time. That's why we built Sturgeon Festival around all the lake sturgeon research that's happening right now underneath the Blue Water Bridges today. And we're part of the restocking efforts for lake sturgeon around the Great Lakes. It all happens here, and we connect people to that with Sturgeon Festival on Saturday.
How old is the average sturgeon in Lake Huron?
Well, right now I know the biologists have been catching over 100-pound sturgeon out there. So that would be probably a 50 to 80-year-old sturgeon. So imagine they were born in the 70s or later, that's and they're amazing. Swimming out there.
Wow.
So they live to be about 100 years old and can grow to be over 100 pounds.
Big fish, too.
Big fish. They don't have teeth, so if that gives you resurgence or a reassurance, they do not have teeth. They are gentle giants.
So what goes on at Sturgeon Fest? You can actually see these fish up close, can't you?
Yeah, it's a free festival. Well, it's actually one festival, two locations. So we have the land portion at Fort Gratiot Light Station. That's 10 to 3 on Saturday. But we have the boat portion, which is on the Huron Lady. So you can see sturgeon by land or by sea. You do have to have a Huron Lady ticket. Those Huron Lady sturgeon cruises are at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. We still have a few tickets left. You'll see live baby sturgeon on board the Huron Lady, but then you'll also see the giant fish out with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So it's a narrated cruise. We have U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service crew on board. You'll get to pull up alongside their research vessel and see them catching, tagging, studying, and releasing the sturgeon. So it's a really unique opportunity. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the Great Lakes. And then the shore portion, like you mentioned, at Fort Gratiot Light Station is 10 to 3. That's free. And just your fun, typical family festival. We have lots of food trucks and live music, lots of vendors, kids' activities, and of course, the celebrity, the Lake Sturgeon Touch Tank, so you can get up close and personal.
You also do a sturgeon release, don't you?
Yes, the festival culminates at the very end of the day at 2:30. We get everybody down to the beach, so hundreds of people will move down to the beach in front of the lighthouse. And because sturgeon have been migrating to this area for hundreds of years to spawn, we gather on the shores every year to celebrate that spawning. And we invite indigenous, so they are doing some drumming and storytelling and singing to talk about the culture of sturgeon. Name is the name of sturgeon in Ojibwe language. They are very important to their culture. And we release about a dozen babies back into the wild as part of the Great Lakes restocking effort. But the children that we work with throughout the year, the fifth graders, have the chance to wade into the lake and hand release those babies and be part of bringing sturgeon back to this area.
How exciting.
That is very neat. And then we release the big adults, too. So the big adults go back to their home, too, at the very end. And that's just a really neat way to tie up the festival on the beach that day.
What a great, and this brings a lot of people to the event too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the setting is beautiful at the museum. So we're really thankful for the museum allowing us to have the festival there and St. Clair County Parks and Recreation Commission working together with them to have the festival there. The setting's beautiful. Last year we had over 2,000 people from 11 states. So this, people are really intrigued by just the uniqueness that the Blue Water area has, the fish that's part of it, the Blue Water area. And the lighthouse grounds are open. The lighthouse is open, so you can climb the lighthouse, hang out on the beach, enjoy some food and music, and learn about some really unique, fascinating, connect with nature.
Yeah.
At the Sturgeon Fest.
Absolutely. Do you still have the sturgeon cam set up? I remember a couple of years ago seeing the sturgeon with it. You could watch 24/7 swimming around over there at RESA, I think.
Yes, RESA hosts our camera. We have a 70-gallon aquarium in our office, and we've been hand-raising two baby sturgeon all year. Those babies are going to be released back into the wild on Saturday. So you have a couple more days to jump online to our website, scriver.org, and you can click on our live sturgeon cam and see our not-so-little babies. Swimming around, they're eating minnows and worms and trying to get them hardy for their release back into the river in a few days. So, yes, we have our live sturgeon cam.
10 to 3 this Saturday at the Fort Gratiot Light Station, the annual Sturgeon Fest, 15th Sturgeon Fest.
15th Sturgeon Fest. And the Huron Lady Sturgeon Cruises.
Yes.
11 and 1. We'd love to see people on the boat with us.
Yeah,
too.
And get your tickets sooner rather than later. Don't wait until you get up on Saturday morning because it might be too late then, right?
They sell out.
Mm-hmm.
They sell out.
All right. Very good. Thanks for telling us about
this. The website, sturgeonfestival.com. So easy to remember, sturgeonfestival.com. You'll find all the festival details, buy the tickets, all online.
Come one, come all. Should be fun.
And fish, yes.
And fish. Sherry, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Check weather real quick.